Welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro along with Chris McPherson, and we welcome you to day one of Eagles training camp 2016.
You know, I wish I had dyed my hair green, like Jalen Mills.
I don't think we could do it,
but still, just to get into the festive spirit.
Yeah, he made a very good first impression today amid the heat, 90 degree plus temperatures, humidity, just a lot of energy at the NovaCare Complex in the shadow of the Democratic National Convention. South Philadelphia is the place to be, and we are the place to be here at the NovaCare Complex. It's Inside Training Camp. We're live every day that the Eagles have practice here this summer of 2016. A lot to get to, Chris, as the day was dominated, of course, by the quarterback talk.
No question about it. I mean, these first few days of the rookie and selective vet practices allows the coaches to get adjusted to the schedule. It gives the rookies a chance to get their feet wet before the veterans come in. And last but not least, you have all four quarterbacks, yes, four quarterbacks on the roster. It allows them to get their arms warmed up and ready for when the veterans come in and the real practices get going. The pads go on starting Saturday, so it allows the quarterbacks time to get ready. So, of course, with the names there, they dominated the headlines here on day one, Dave.
38 players in camp, no wild proclamations. Just some quarterback talk to get to, and we'll do that right now in our Sounds of the Day.
You know, we will focus on the twos and threes probably a little bit more early in camp, probably give them the bulk of the reps, and then ramp the guys up who we think are going to be the starters opening day. We'll get them more reps towards the end of camp. A little different scenario than we had in 1999. You know, Donovan really came in as the number two. Different scenario this year, so you know, right now we're just going to get Carson as many reps as we can, get him caught up, get him to where he needs to be. I'm very comfortable with and excited where Sam left OTAs, where he came in this year right now. Chase is a solid two. So, you know, we're going to just have to wait and see what happens down the road. You know, even in Kansas City with Eric Fisher, who was injury, and then had a full offseason healthy going into the season. It was a tremendous boost mentally, physically, the whole thing. And I know that's, you know, I know that's where Sam's at. I know that's the mindset coming into this camp, is the fact that he had an entire off season, could get stronger, get in the weight room, do all the things that the guys were doing. And it just gives you a boost of confidence going into the season.
I mean, I think you guys expect like a big, like rah-rah, like someone who's like yelling at people every play. And that's just not me. You know, I think there's a lot of subtle things that you guys probably, you know, aren't privy to or can't hear from where you guys are at. But, you know, like I said, I just try to be myself and take control when I need to. You know, I think obviously going through it before, you know, having seen so many offenses now, you know, I've seen a little bit of everything. You know, so even though there's some new plays in this offense, I would say a lot of the concepts I've run before, you know, the verbiage is different, the way we call things is different. You know, so kind of reprogramming your brain to the way we do that is the tough part. But, you know, a lot of the concepts are fairly similar to concepts that I've run either last year or in the past.
So there's a lot of Doug and there's a lot of Sam. And how much more clear can we be here? Sam Bradford, the starting quarterback. Chris, will all of this quarterback chatter eventually fade away?
No, of course it's not going to. You know, Doug made it clear that Sam is number one, Chase is number two, and Carson is number three. But still, because Doug is being asked about how he's going to break up the reps during training camp, and he said, well, the backups will get the early reps, and then later on in camp, when the regular season gets closer, the stars will get more of the action. Then all of a sudden, it's like, well, you didn't say Sam in that instance. So it's like at any opportunity that Doug doesn't flat out say Sam is the guy, someone in the media contingent is going to try to take that and mean, oh, there's a possible opening. There's a crack there that Carson might be able to win a starting job at some point here. But the thing is, we're going to have this time here, and then what happens in the preseason game if Carson Wentz lights it up on fire?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about, and that's why you're going to watch. And the Eagles have made it very clear from day one. Sam Bradford, the quarterback, Chase Daniel, number two, and Carson Wentz, the developmental future of this Philadelphia Eagles franchise. Speaking of Carson Wentz, we will hear from the second overall draft pick in the 2016 NFL Draft when we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity.
No one's ever fallen 50% in love. Or cared for somebody with only part of their heart. Love means you're all in. But not all alone. Lincoln Financial helps you provide for and protect your financial future. Because this is what you do for people you love. Talk to an advisor. Lincoln Financial. You're in charge.
One discovery sparks another, lighting the way for amazing achievements at Jefferson's Vicki and Jack Farber Institute for Neuroscience. With our brightest minds focused on yours, we are pioneering new hope to prevent, treat, and cure brain and spine disorders. From the nation's first brain tumor removal to the region's first neuroscience hospital, look to us for breakthroughs that are light years ahead.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. And we've been talking a lot about the quarterbacks. And, of course, Carson Wentz, the second pick in the 2016 NFL Draft. You wonder how the young man is handling all the attention, all the questions, all the pressure. Well, we've got an answer for you. Our Alex Smith sat down with Wentz after Monday morning's practice, a little one-on-one, Smitty and Carson Wentz.
Hi, Eagles fans, and welcome here to the NovaCare Complex. It is day number one of Eagles 2016 training camp. I am Alex Smith, and I am very pleased to be joined today by the number two overall selection in this year's NFL draft, quarterback Carson Wentz. Carson, before we get into anything on the field today, you had that six-week break in between minicamp and today. Did you go into that with a game plan? I'm sure it had to be a little bit different for you being your first year.
Yeah, it was a different offseason for me. I was back home some, I was out here some, we had that week in San Diego, getting together, so it was kind of still a whirlwind, I was kind of all over the place, I'm excited to finally kind of start getting into a routine, but it was a really good break, you know, I used it quite a bit to just get better and refine some of my mechanics and my footwork especially, you know, even though I was traveling a lot, I still emphasized that, so overall it was a good offseason.
You talked about going back to San Diego, going out there with the guys. What was that experience like for you, just to kind of settle in and get to know these guys?
It was really good. You know, it was good to finally, you know, get to know these guys a little more so off the field. And then obviously on the field, getting some timing down and everything. So overall, it was definitely a success. It was good to be out there with those guys, and I enjoyed it.
Do you find yourself itching to get back to football during that break, or do you need that downtime?
I think you need some, but, you know, I've been chomping at the bit for a little bit. It went fast, but, you know, as the summer was winding down, I was pretty excited to finally just get into the routine and get back to football.
I have to believe that the last few months have been a blur for you. Have you had time to enjoy any of it, or has it just been go, go, go all the time?
I've had some time, but it's been a lot of go, go, go. Still trying to get used to all this, and kind of been, like I said, traveling all over. So I haven't had a ton of time to really just let it sink in and enjoy it. But, you know, I'm not complaining about it at all either, that's for sure.
So now camp is here. You reported yesterday with the other rookies, quarterbacks, some of the selected vets. What was the message from the coaching staff upon the start of camp here?
Yeah, you know, with the young guys, the biggest thing is, like, just get better every day. A lot to learn. You know, a lot of us have, you know, went through the spring workouts and everything, and now over the summer had some time off to let it soak in, and now it's just really just executing on the field and just keep learning every day has been the best message. And the biggest thing is competing. You know, we got a roster of 90 guys now, and obviously you guys know we got to cut it down. So competition is huge, and coach has done a really good job in instilling that in all of us.
You mentioned executing out on the field here. First day back, any rust, or were you happy with how things went today?
You know, I felt pretty good. You know, there was a limited number of reps and everything for everybody. You know, we didn't have a lot of guys out there. But, you know, I felt pretty good, felt pretty confident, and I enjoyed it.
Are there specific things in your game you're trying to work on after you got feedback from the coaches after minicamp and all that? Specific things you're trying to work on here?
Yeah, just some mechanical things and footwork things that I really emphasized over the summer. And I do think I got better in those areas. And now I'm just going to continue refining those as the season goes. But no, I feel pretty good with that.
Did you set any personal goals going into this camp? I know it's your first one, not really sure exactly what to expect, but any personal goals of what you want to accomplish in the next few weeks here?
You know, nothing really specific. I just want to get better every day. My biggest thing is you're never a finished product, you know, physically, mentally, none of that.
So there's a lot to learn. You know, you can never watch enough tape. You can never study enough. And I just want to come out every day and just learn a little bit more, and get a little bit better. And at the end of camp, I think I'll like where I'm at.
It's kind of hard to believe, but that first preseason game is getting closer and closer.
Yeah.
Is that going to be a major hurdle for you, or is that a date that you've had circled on your calendar for a long time?
You know, it's exciting, but I've always been big and just taking it one day at a time. So obviously I'm aware that it's right around the corner and coming quick. So it is exciting. But at the same time, you know, we got a long way to go even just to get to that point. So I'm trying not to get ahead of myself.
Carson Wentz, thank you very much for joining me here.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Enjoy the rest of training camp.
Thank you.
And thank all of you for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and on our official Eagles mobile app.
Thank you so much, Alex. Just a few months ago, Carson Wentz was all the way in Fargo, North Dakota. Now he's here in the cauldron, both literally and figuratively here in Philadelphia. The backdrop of the Democratic National Convention, training camp kicking off here. Dave, what are you looking for from the first round pick in his first camp?
You know, I think Doug Peterson really made that point clear today when he talked about making progress and preparing to be a starter should something happen with Sam Bradford and with Chase Daniel. And that's really what you want to get to, slow, steady progress. They're working on the nuances of the game with Carson Wentz, the footwork, the eyes, reading defenses, making defenders go away from where you actually want to throw the football, things that Carson didn't do so naturally in college. So this is the NFL. The defenses are going to be very, very complicated when the regular season comes. And I think you just want to see regular progress, hard work. And if he's called upon this year, he's got to be ready to go.
All right. So after this quick commercial break here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, we're going to let you know what to look for on PhiladelphiaEagles.com in the coming hours and the next day to get you ready for day two of training camp. Stay tuned, everyone.
Growing up, we had a basketball hoop in our driveway, and that's all I used to play with. This past August, I happened to notice a bump on my foot. So my parents and I decided that we would go to Rothman at Jefferson. We found out from a biopsy that I had an osteosarcoma, cancer, scary, but the Rothman doctors felt so confident in what they were going to do, and it couldn't have turned out any better. The Rothman Institute at Jefferson was able to get me back on the court and back to where I wanted to be.
Love me tender, love me sweet.
The stronger the love, let me go, the greater the responsibility. But you don't have to do it alone.
My life complete.
Lincoln Financial helps you provide for and protect your financial future. Because this is what you do for people you love. Talk to an advisor. Lincoln Financial. You're in charge.
Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. So Dave, day one is in the books.
Yep.
We talked a lot about the quarterbacks. Maybe we'll move on to some of the other positions.
Well, I can tell you this with inside story here. Nobody won a starting job on day one of training camp. Okay? That's about it. Nobody got hurt. 38 players here. Everyone who was expected to be here was here. And I think everybody pretty pleased with day one. As we move into day two, Jim Schwartz takes the microphone as the Eagles defensive coordinator discusses his plans for that side of the football. I've got a column that I'm working on that I'm putting up, Chris. It's about the Eagles rookie class. I know Carson Wentz likely not to play this year, but the rest of this rookie class, I think, can make quite an impact.
Ooh, who are you leading off with there?
Isaac Seumalo, a Wendell Smallwood, and how about seventh-round draft pick Jalen Mills?
Okay.
He's more than a great hairstyle. He's also got a chance to earn some very serious playing time.
And, of course, you and I will be back tomorrow
yep.
for some more inside training camp.
And that Carson Wentz interview available on demand on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Inside training camp returns as well. We thank you very much for joining us today. For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.